The National Gallery of Ireland has put on display a new acquisition by the French post-impressionist painter Paul Cézanne. The painting, La Vie de Champ, Life in the Fields, has been acquired, according to the gallery, with the support of the government and a private donor who wishes to remain anonymous. It's the first oil painting by Cézanne to enter the National Collection and depicts an imaginary landscape in the south of France, where the painter lived and worked for much of his life. The director of the National Gallery of Ireland, Dr. Caroline Campbell, joins us with more on this. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Campbell, and welcome to the news at 1.
I'm delighted to be here with you today. Thank you for having me.
So tell us how this painting has come into the possession of the National Gallery.
Well, this is a painting that belonged to Cézanne's dealer, Vollard, who was the person who really made his reputation. And it's been through a variety of private collections. It was owned briefly by Matisse's son, Pierre. And it is now in public ownership for everybody to see forever in the National Gallery of Ireland.
And how did that acquisition come about?
Well, the acquisition came about because we'd always really wanted to bring a work by Cézanne into the National Collection. Cézanne is one of the pivotal figures for modern art. Matisse talked about him being the father of everyone, and Picasso rather more beautifully talks about him as the mother hovering over us all. The way Cézanne paints, with this very, very concentration on touches of paint, things which seem tactile but also give sensation, has really inspired a generations of artists for the last 100 years, and also writers too. Beckett, for instance, loved the work of Cézanne, and I was delighted to discover some time ago that Seamus Heaney said that Cézanne was his favourite painter.
This painting dates from 1877,
from 1877, right? Which is a pivotal moment in Cézanne's career. Cézanne grew up in Provence in the south of France. He was a childhood friend of the writer Émile Zola. He went to Paris. He initially started a career as a lawyer, and he went into painting. He was not a successful painter in his lifetime. He found Paris very, very difficult, and he went back to Provence, and this work dates from that moment. And it's a work that really brings to fruition so many of the things that go through Cézanne's consciousness as he matures as an artist, with this interest in the tactility of paint, with showing the landscape of Provence as something which is very much of its place but also universal. Cézanne was fascinated by the poetry of the Latin poet Virgil, by ideas of Arcadia or a paradise in the natural environment. And what you see in this picture is an imagined view of Provence. You see hillsides, you see a stream, you see a villa, which might in fact be the Jardin Buffon, Cézanne's family home. And you see some women and men working in the fields and standing by. You also see a figure at the bottom left-hand side of the picture who we're intrigued might be the artist himself. Right. Come and look at it. He looks as if he's sketching.
The National Gallery does have a budget for acquisitions, but something like this really would be well outside what would normally be available for an acquisition. So it does need really special funding, doesn't it?
This is an extraordinary act of support. We're indebted to the Government of Ireland and also to a very, very generous friend of the gallery who wishes to remain anonymous for their support. And philanthropic support plays such an important role in our national cultural institutions. And this is really a landmark acquisition for the gallery because of the significance for Cézanne, not just for the history of painting, but for painting and art practice as it continues today.
And will you be disclosing what it cost, what you paid?
Well, the gallery never discloses what it pays for acquisitions because this is for commercial sensitivity and also for reasons of security. But it's a priceless work in the National Collection on public display forever. And people will be able to come to it not just from the island of Ireland, but also from abroad. Mm. And it joins a collection which is strong in works of Monet and Berthe Morisot, and also of Irish impressionists too, Sarah Purser, who we're celebrating this year.
So in a way, it's a painting, and Cézanne is a painter who is that link, as you've described, between the impressionists, and he exhibited with the impressionists.
He did a bit, yes.
But he's the link then with the later generation, Picasso and others, again, some of whom are represented in the collection,
and also the impact that these artists had on artists, on thinkers, on writers from France, but also beyond. The Irish connection to Cézanne is something we're interested in exploring much further. But he's a pivotal figure for art, and it's amazing to be able to show him now in our National Collection for the people of Ireland.
And for the future, having a painting like this, what kind of access or involvement does it give the National Gallery of Ireland in special exhibitions in the future, perhaps showing a selection of the work of someone like Cézanne?
Well, the National Gallery is an institution with a wonderful international reputation. It's also an institution that's been close to my heart since a child. I first visited when I was a teenager to look at Lavery. But what's wonderful about an acquisition like this is that it's there for public display for everyone to see, but hopefully there will be opportunities in the future to be able to bring it into greater contexts, the context of its time and also subsequently. And if I have a hope for this acquisition, it's that it really inspires further creativity, further looking, further engagement with people in ways that Cezanne and ourselves can only just begin to imagine.
And people can walk in off the street and see it. And it's so important to emphasise that the admission to the National Gallery of Art is free.
It's absolutely free. And you can walk in off Clare Street or you can walk off Merrion Square. You can also look at it on our website 24/7. So this is an artwork which is publicly available, accessible. And we're so proud and delighted for this acquisition.
And we've tweeted the image as well.
But thank you very much for doing that.
You have to see it in reality.
You certainly do. It's a marvellous thing.
Thank you so much indeed. Caroline Campbell, Director of the National Gallery of
Thank
Ireland.
You.